Welcome to the Maria Heller Show. On the net since 2000 and still going strong. If you feel like you're not getting the real news, if you feel like you're not connected spiritually, you have found your home. Maria covers a wide range of topics as only a snarky New Yorker can. Straight up, no chaser. No censorship, no corporate sponsors, thus true freedom of speech. Your subscription gives you unlimited access as a member of the smartest audience on earth. Relax and enjoy the education. Now here's Maria.
Good morning, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Awaken with Maria and Monica, a breath of fresh air from the news shows. And today we're going to be talking about Reiki and the misunderstandings about it, what it is, what it isn't. And some of you have sent in some questions, which is great. And before I even introduce Monica, I just want to wish my granddaughter, Jenna, a happy birthday. She's 24 today.
Jenna, happy birthday.
Good morning, Monica. Jenna has been a Reiki master since she's 7 years old.
Oh, that's amazing. I love it.
And well, what's interesting is people think you need to have, you know, book smarts to learn Reiki. Mm-hmm. But the truth of the matter is, once you have your attunements, you naturally are going to know how to use it. So when I do teach somebody Reiki, that's just extra. But I mean, I gave her and my second granddaughter, the minute they were born, as the nurses were cleaning their bodies, I was standing right there with the nurses, initiating them in Reiki, giving them their first level.
And, I love it.
And both of those girls were great children. They weren't criers. They weren't complainers or whiners. And as they got older, then I knew when to give them their second level. But Jenna is so naturally gifted that by the time she was 7, I wanted her to have her master's. And what's interesting is she has used it from everywhere, from being in school, from being on the playground. If a kid got hurt on a piece of equipment, she was right there Reikiing them. As she grew up, even when she was a lifeguard, if somebody got hurt or she's had a lot of people die around her, she would immediately start Reikiing them.
What an old soul.
Right. So she doesn't even have to be told to do it. And what was funny, you want to hear a cute little story? She, a couple of years ago, when she was hanging out with her young friends, she started talking about Reiki, and she called me and she said, "Grandma, I was talking to my friends and I talked about Reiki, and how could it be that none of them knew what Reiki is?" She was like so surprised. So I said to her, "Listen, they didn't all have me as their grandmother. So be patient with them, you know."
You know what I found was interesting, because, and I learned this back in the 70s, the word Reiki didn't exist, as you and I spoke about earlier. And what I loved is when I looked up Reiki and what it meant, because it's Japanese, it said Rei, which means God's wisdom or the higher power, and Ki, which is the life force energy. I love that.
Right.
I love that. When you think about the purity and the power, you know, it's like, this is not something that some people can do. Some people are more gifted than others, because there are they call the gifts of the spirit, you know, and healing is one of them.
Right.
But anybody can actually do healing. And one of the things Maria and I wanted to talk about, if there were any differences between Reiki, hands-on healing, and absent healing. And we found there's so many parallels, but I want to hear more about Reiki from you.
Good. I'm glad. And I want the audience to know that Monica doesn't have her Reiki. If I ever kidnap her away from California, I will definitely give it to her. And Monica, like myself, you know, when I lived in New York, I had not heard of Reiki. And I used to actually teach a class on hands-on healing, because I studied with a lot of spiritualists. So when I came out to Arizona, it was amazing to me how many people claimed Reiki. Many of them didn't have it. Many of them were just basically full of crap. And I couldn't understand. And I said to the person that ended up giving me Reiki, you know, I already do this. So what difference is this going to make? Because I was a doubting Thomas. I always am on everything. And what was interesting is once I got my Reiki attunements, my healing ability soared, and I saw all the other gifts. I like to call them gifts of magic that you get with Reiki. that you don't have without it. Now, you started out talking about Reiki, and I want to explain to you, I love your description of it, but I want to give you the real one, okay?
Now, when you look, I just read this from a book.
Okay. When you see ki, that's our life force energy. Okay.
Yeah.
It's some people call it chi or ki energy.
Yes, I do call it chi.
Right. Everybody has that. Now, the REI ray part of it is a separate healing ray that exists in the universe that you get attuned to. In other words, it's like tuning your radio into that specific channel. That ray is called ray, but it's also the healing ray. And without it, without being attuned, in other words, having your etheric body attuned to pick that ray up, you don't have Reiki. It's basically universal life force energy.
So it attunes itself to your own frequency in order to heal it? So, in other words, you tune into that channel, and that person, the ray knows exactly what that person needs, which frequency. Are we talking about frequencies then at this point?
Well, it's a frequency, absolutely, but it's a healing frequency, and it's not
right.
Just for you. Once you get attuned, you can channel that to your client, okay? So if somebody came to me and said they're not feeling good, you know, they have a pain in their shoulder. What I do is, you know, when I'm putting my hands on their shoulder, the Reiki is automatically flowing to them. That universal life force energy is automatically flowing to them through me, which is fun because as the Reiki practitioner, you get the healing first.
Yes, you're right. That's correct. That's how I do hands-on healing as well. You know, one of the things I do want to do is give give the listeners some pointers about how they can start to activate themselves to become healers, because you can until you get a Reiki class or just learning the way I did when I took classes back in the 70s. And it's really interesting, the sensations you start to feel like, well, even when I talk about it, Maria, my hands start getting really warm and they start to vibrate and tingle.
Right.
You
well,
find that?
Oh, absolutely. That's the healing energy. And what's interesting, and I know I have some people listening that have Reiki, and I have some questions that we will get to. Sometimes it's going to come through the way you need it. So sometimes your hands are going to feel really cold. Sometimes they're going to feel really hot. And sometimes they almost feel electrical.
Yeah.
So if you think about it, if you have an injury, what does your doctor say? Depending on the injury, whether you need to use heat or whether you need to use ice.
That's correct. You're right. Good point.
Right. So the healing comes through the way you or the person you're healing needs it. It's kind of funny because some people think, you know, do you have an electric wire up your sleeve that your hands are so hot?
It feels good, actually. I like it.
But, you know, when your hands heat up like that and you don't have a need for it, I always tell my students to just put their hands out towards Mother Earth because she'll always take it.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah,
you can send that. Yeah, you can send that healing to the planet. And another good thing is once you have your Reiki, every time you walk barefoot on the planet, you're healing the Earth.
That's correct. Yeah. 10 minutes. I always tell people, spend 10 minutes with your feet on the earth and let that energy come through you. Oh, I wanted to point out something that I learned in the 70s that really, really blew my mind. My teacher said, if you put your hands together and then move them apart about maybe 4 or 5 inches, make sure it's dark and turn on a red light bulb or a blue light bulb. And if you look at your fingertips, you can see the electricity running from one finger to the next. It's really amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But it is there. That's what allows you to see that this isn't BS. This stuff really works.
Well,
so
you know,
like
if, you
intro
know,
101, you know.
Right. Well, I know you two were raised with the Bible stories. And what people forget is when Jesus went around healing people or raising them from the dead or whatever he did, especially his healing, what did he say? He said, what I can do, you all can
you
do.
You can do.
You know, and
yeah, that's in the book of John. Actually, that's in the book of John. I think it's chapter 12 or 10, one of those two. But yeah, he talks about the gifts of the Spirit there. I mean, I'm a minister, you know, with the like Unitarian Science of Mind Church, which is non-denominational metaphysical. And so I had to study the book, and I got to learn what it's really about, as opposed to taking it literally. But Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, to me, were the most inspiring. And the book of Corinthians, chapter 12, talks about all the spirits, all the spiritual gifts of healing, speaking in tongues, mediumship, prophecy.
Right.
It's all there. And so people that say, oh, that's the devil's work, I go, oh, why is it in the Bible then? So then you have selective reading.
Right. Well, you know, I guess they've left off, you know, when they were going through the 300-plus books, to when Constantine put it all together in 66 books, they try to eliminate as much of that as possible, but obviously they didn't eliminate all of it.
All of it, yeah. And the King James Version, oh my God, what is it with my talking today? King James Version was the one that eliminated so much of it. The nuns actually told me when I used to be a Catholic back in the day, I was 19, they said, a lot of what was real and what is true was removed back in the times of Rasputin. Mm. So I guess that would have been around the 6th century. And so they said, what you're teaching is true, and that's why you should leave the Catholic Church, because you know too much. Here I'm a 19-year-old teaching classes to 4 nuns.
Well,
they go, leave the Catholic Church, and I did.
Well, listen, when I was a kid, as you know and my listeners know by now, I was raised Jehovah's Witness. By the time I was 11 years old, I could argue the scriptures with a rabbi or a priest and win the conversation. So
I don't doubt that.
So,
not one bit, not surprised.
Right.
Not surprised.
I know.
It's always good to, you know, to have some knowledge about different things, because
absolutely.
That book is really very symbolic.
Right.
And the stories, when you read them via symbolism as opposed to literal, are extremely inspiring. Then you get to Deuteronomy that says, don't do this, don't do that, don't believe in astrology, whatever. I'm like, fuck you.
Oh.
Who are you? You're just a person that decided to, you know, like they do these days with the Christian right, they spin everything.
Right. Well, you know, I go back to what you said about what Jesus said, you know, that anybody can do this. And I remember when I was studying with Sun Bear, you know, he used to get accused of black magic, witchery, whatever, because his specialty was bringing rain. So he was called to different parts of the world that were in drought, and he would do his ceremony and it would rain. And I remember him saying,
and even when we went through a drought, all the Indians got together here in California and prayed for rain, and it rained the next day. This was about 5 years ago.
Right. So,
because
you know,
we didn't have any rain.
Right. So in the words of Sun Bear, he said, you know, they try to say that this is supernatural, but it was always very natural for people until religion beat it out of them and made it something wicked.
Exactly. I loved Nikola Tesla's quote about science versus religion. You know, if you guys ever want to read anything inspiring, read all of Nikola Tesla's quotes. I have them framed in my home, because that guy invented so many things that people have no clue about. For some reason, they kept him down. Now it's coming up. Watch the Tesla files. He talks about how he got all his information from extraterrestrials, and he said anybody can connect with them.
Well, not surprised. Not surprised at all. Anyway, Pat has a question on Reiki, and then you and I will get back to our discussion. She says, I was wondering if you and Monica could talk about Reiki self-healing. She said, I try to focus on each position, but my mind wanders. Is it best to try meditation during it or focus on the healing?
I do have an answer for her.
Sure.
And my answer is actually very simple. This is something I do every single morning. I always call the Godhead or the source of love, whatever you want to call it, it's up to you, because it doesn't care. But I call upon love to bring down this beautiful white light as representative of love, and it goes and permeates through my body, and it wipes out all shadows, all darkness, all negativity, anything that's anti-love. It pushes it out of my system. Then I breathe in and breathe out very slowly. I also have it pour into my home, my cats, my family members, my car. And then within about 5 minutes, I feel so peaceful. So I'm getting the healing directly from the source, as opposed to sending it to myself.
Right. Okay, that's
it
one
works.
Way. Good. You know, if Pat, if you were here in person, I would show you very easily. Here's the thing. There's no right way or wrong way to do Reiki. I always teach my students the way it was taught to me, but eventually you find your space with it. You can't do anything wrong with it. So let's just say the Reiki really needs to go to your knees, but you're Reikiing your chest. The Reiki goes where it needs to go. That's number one. And then when you're focusing, she says, I can understand focusing on each position, but your mind wanders. I know when I do it for myself, I can't get past my head positions because I'm already sleeping. So what I also do then is I ask my Reiki guides, if I fall asleep, you know, during when I'm sending my absentee or distant healings at night, I ask my Reiki guides to finish it for me in case I fall asleep.
Oh, see, that's smart, because then asking you shall receive.
Right. And as far as, listen, you don't need to concentrate. You don't need to meditate. You don't need to do any of that. You have a pain on your body, put your hands on it. You want to Reiki yourself, I'll give you the shortcut, because you know me, Monica, I love shortcuts. If you're sitting watching TV, you know how most people will sit and they'll clasp their hands behind their neck?
Yes.
All you have to do is that, and it's going through your body, okay?
Oh, yeah. One thing I want to point out that just popped in my head, because you know how we are, we're telepathic, so stuff comes through quickly with us. The right hand, I was taught back in the 70s, which I've always done, is the right hand sends out the healing, the left hand takes out the negative energy, because the left side is what receives, the right side is what sends out. Mm-hmm. And so the left side is removing all the old energy, and the right side is sending in loving energy. But then when you're done, it's important to either wash your hands or flick it outward.
Absolutely.
You don't want to hang on to that stuff.
Absolutely.
I don't know if Reiki does that or not, but we do cleanse.
I listen. A lot of my students, and I hear from other people that are not my students, you know, whether it's on social media or somewhere else, where they say, you know, I don't want to do hands-on healing or Reiki to anybody because I feel sick after that, or I pick up their stuff. If that's happening, it means their teacher never taught them how to properly ground, center, and protect themselves before they work on someone else.
That's correct. Absolutely. This is why I said flick it out, get rid of it. And just doing the gesture is the affirmation, you know, and it does. You've got to take care of yourself. Otherwise, you can become an empath and end up getting sick every time you run into someone.
Absolutely.
Who's got something going on.
Listen, absolutely. Look, in this world, whether you're doing Reiki or just going down the street or going to business during the day, and then you come home and you feel totally whipped. I tell people the reason for that is you went out with your chakras wide open.
Open, yes.
So I always tell my students, you know, shut down your solar plexus before you work on someone else.
Especially the solar plexus, and that's the third chakra in the abdominal area. The color that represents it is yellow. It's also in the key of E, and musical key of E, and that's the area where you feel. So you want to shut that one down. So what I do is I pretend that there's a dimmer switch in it, like in the light, and I turn it all the way down to like 2, and so that protects me from anyone else. I was actually, you'll believe it. I was taught how to turn down the chakras from connecting with other people on an empathetic level. I was taught that through a message I received from John Lennon after he died.
Mm-hmm.
Weird, huh?
not for you, it's not. You know, there's a lot of different, you know, for people that have been with my show a long time, and some of you have, you've been here since the first day I started. I had done some interviews with other Reiki masters. I don't even remember who they were or if they're still in the archives. But the thing is, people send me a lot of books on Reiki trying to get on the show. And
oh, really?
When I look at the depth of these books, you know, they're like an inch and a half. I immediately am turned off because Reiki is the simplest thing to teach, the simplest thing to explain. And I just don't understand what they're so busy writing all this stuff about. And that's pretty much why I wrote my book on Reiki, which is like 20 pages, because it's all you really need. And everything else is just superfluous, and I don't get it. And then I noticed a lot of people that came up with these made-up forms of Reiki with weird names to them. You know, and some of them will have 10 levels, some of them will be, you know, lifelong classes. And the way I see that is if it's more than three attunements and three classes, it's only about making money.
You're right. And Maria, do you happen to have a video on YouTube that shows people how to do, like, let's say a primary class, a, you know, something to begin with? Because you're really good at speaking. I've heard you.
Oh.
And I was thinking that maybe you should do a YouTube video.
Well, you know, when I teach Reiki, first of all, it's very sacred. It's very private. So I don't understand people that teach these classes at 300 people at a time. So I've always done it in a sacred manner, in private, one-on-one, inside my medicine wheel. And the symbols are considered so sacred that they're not to be shown. So the whole the whole process of the attunements is not something I allow anyone else to see unless they're getting their attunement. Now, there's a lot of, I don't know what that weird noise is on your phone. Are you okay? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, so we were getting a lot of strange noise on the phone.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
I would actually put a cup of coffee here.
Oh.
Next to me. I forgot to pour it before. I'm sorry.
No worries. I just thought we were going to lose our connection. There are a lot of people out that have Reiki books out where they draw the symbols. Some of them are unrecognizable to me because they're not the original symbols that Mikayo Yusui gave us. So a lot of them are made up. Some of them make shortcuts, and people argue over whether the symbols should be in a book or not. But the symbols are basically useless unless you've been attuned. So I see a lot of infighting in the Reiki community. It's almost like everybody's fighting for the last dollar. And I keep it reasonable because people don't realize when Reiki came to America, it was in the 1950s. And in the 1950s, I think she was the great granddaughter of one of his masters, Phyllis. She charged in the 1950s, in 1950s money, $10,000 for a Reiki.
Oh, that's insane.
And when they asked her why so expensive, her answer was, Americans don't appreciate anything unless they pay a lot for it.
Yeah, there's some truth to that.
You know, so I'm not charging her 1950s $10,000, but it has to also be enough to honor your teacher and for you to honor Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen some people do some pretty dastardly things with their Reiki, really dishonoring it. And what I find is in a lot of these books, you know, everybody always teaches. You probably heard it too, Monica. Once you have Reiki, you always have Reiki. That's not true. Okay. As soon as somebody tries to use it for something dastardly or evil, they lose it. Okay.
They lose it.
So it's not a forever thing.
Yeah. That's the intention and what comes of it. I learned a lot of this from actually a Chinese woman who taught me feng shui. Which is why I use the word qi instead of ki, because that's the Chinese way.
Right.
So she was on Oprah, and I met her. Her name was Maya, and we exchanged sessions, and she taught me a lot about feng shui and the qi energy and the sha energy. And I thought to myself, well, this is like the healing of the home by bringing about balance, you know, or wherever your environment is.
Oh, yeah, feng shui is great.
It's great. I know.
Well, you know, years ago I was invited to Tuscany to teach the medicine wheel.
Really?
Yeah. And I got to Tuscany and there were other teachers teaching different classes, but I was there to teach the medicine wheel. And I remember on the opening night, all the presenters and all the people attending, you know, they had like a little cocktail party, whatever, intro thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw this beautiful Asian woman across the room. I really didn't pay too much attention to her, but all of a sudden she like zeroed in on me, Monica, and ran across the room and she looked at me and she said, "Who are you?" You know? And I looked at her and I said, "Well, I'm Maria Heller. I'm here to teach the medicine wheel." And she said, "I felt your Reiki across the room." And she then proceeds to tell me she had a major Reiki institute on the Big Island in Hawaii. She studied with the lineage of Phyllis direct in the lineage of Yusui. And yet she said to me, "Your Reiki is stronger than mine. I can sense it. What's different?" And I looked at her and I said, "Listen, I'm not here to compete with you. I'm not teaching Reiki here. I'm teaching the wheel, right?" So, yeah. But she wanted to know. And I said, well, I attune my students in my medicine wheel. I said, and I include a symbol for the wheel when I attune them.
Mm-hmm.
And she said,
I would certainly love to have a session with you.
Right. And she was all, I want to learn more about your medicine wheel. She drags me up to her room. I'm teaching her about the medicine wheel. She bought my book mm-hmm. on the wheel. And she said, as soon as she got back to Hawaii, she was building a wheel in her center.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. So, Maria, when people contact you for a Reiki treatment like absent healing, not everybody lives in Arizona, so can you explain how you do that or just some basics about what you do?
Well, yeah, absolutely. Good questions. Wow, I'm loving this. You're a good interviewer, Monica.
Thanks.
Well, you know, a lot of people say to me, you know, how do you get through the day? You're always in a good mood. Things always seem to work out for you. Even when they look shitty, they always seem to work out for you. You cover the news, you know, how are you not a basket case? And it's simple. I tell people, I start my day reading the Reiki principles. And then I end my day when I get in bed. That's when I send my long distance healing to people that have asked for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not hard to do. You don't have that ability until you have your second level. And there's, you know, there's a difference between the first, second, and third level. If you want, you know, we could get into that.
Is that like beginning, intermediate, and advanced, kind of like?
Well, it is and it isn't. Okay. The first level is basically for self-healing. So if somebody finds themselves constantly going for treatment, let's say they're going to their chiropractor or they're getting massages or they're coming for Reiki treatments time and again, it's easier for them to just get their attunement because the Reiki will automatically start healing them. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't work on other people, but it takes a lot longer with your first level because the first level requires you to hold positions, which are about 12, for 5 mm-hmm. minutes each. So I don't have the time to give somebody an hour and a half treatment. Second level is really where the magic comes in. The second level gives you the ability to 3 minutes a spot. So you can do somebody completely in 45 minutes, which saves time. It also gives you the ability to send absentee or distance healing, which you don't mm-hmm. have with the first level. You get the symbols in the second level. You don't get any of the symbols in the first. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
So let's say you and I, we both had our natural healing ability, okay? We were both teaching hands-on healing before Reiki. So your natural healing ability with the first level gets magnified 20 times over. So it's like going from walking to riding a bicycle.
But the second
level changes your energy, bumps it up 80 times over. So it's like going from a bicycle to a race car. And the second level takes time to adjust to. So it's always up to the master whether or not you're ever able to get to the third level.
So it's bumping up your frequency each time.
Exactly.
So therefore, you have to, I guess the principles that I was reading before we actually went on the air, I would love for you to read those, or I can read them, but you said that there was another one that was like that. I want to talk about that later, too. So your frequency is going to be changing and moving up to a higher level of frequency.
Exactly. So the first level, not only do you change your frequency, which, by the way, for everybody listening, everybody's worried about, you know, raising their vibration. You know, if the mm-hmm. shift comes, you want to be vibrating at the right level. The mm-hmm. great thing is Reiki will automatically raise your vibration. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do anything except get your attunements.
So that's why the first part has to be self-healing. It has to.
Exactly.
You can't do anything else until you take care of self.
Exactly. So the first part is mostly physical self-healing. Not to say you can't work on other people, because you can.
Yes.
I always tell my students to practice on everybody they can. No one's going to turn down a free healing treatment. I've never
Absolutely
seen that.
Not.
But the
you
second...
You know, we used to do something, Maria, called the cleansing of the aura, which I always loved. And it was like, you don't touch the person when they're there, like in a chair sitting in front of me. Mm-hmm. I would comb the aura with my fingers. And as I combed out all the negative vibrational frequency that's caught between the colors that I can see from the aura, because the aura is an electromagnetic field of energy. And I could see the colors from it. Each color meant something to me. I could tell what was going on. And as I moved my hand down through the body, not touching it, I would run into cold spots. And
right.
That's where I'd focus more energy on.
Absolutely.
The cold,
cold spot is going to show you where the injury is or where there is
exactly.
a block. You know, sometimes people have a block, and that'll also, you know, give you that clue. But the
well,
first, the
you
first.
You know what? You've awakened this interest in me because, you know, we have so many subjects that we've covered and so many subjects that we've learned throughout the last 30, 40, 50 years. Well, I've been at this since I was 16, and I just turned 68 2 weeks ago.
Happy birthday.
And there's so many subjects, but I'm glad we're bringing it back to a basic thing called healing, because we need to give that to ourselves. I think it's the most loving thing we can do, and then send it out to others. Why not?
Absolutely. And listen, I don't charge for my long-distance healing. If
no.
somebody asks me, everybody needs to have a giveaway. That's one of the lessons of the medicine wheel. Is you have
mm-hmm.
to have something that you give away for free in order to receive. You have to be able to give.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Right. So, you know, anybody out there that's ever asked me for that, because for me, I don't have time to treat people in person. I'd rather be teaching it, because that's why I'm a master. But I have so many great students all over the country, some in other countries, that are second-level practitioners. So when somebody comes to me for a recommendation, I know mm-hmm. I've got the best people that I can refer, because I taught mm-hmm. them myself.
You know what, Maria, we're sitting here, I'm coming up with an idea.
Oh.
you know how that happens, right?
Yep.
I was thinking of starting a separate service, you know, to give away healing by having people call my number, telling me what's going on in their lives, and then I will say a prayer or meditation for them that'll be about a minute long, and that will instantly start them receiving that healing. I'm thinking about doing that. I think it's a good idea.
That is a good idea. I mean, I have people, strangers, that, you know, they'll write me on social media or send me an email. I have one woman I've been sending Reiki to for different issues. I've never met her, never even talked to her. She just sends me an email, tells me what's going on, and I just throw her on the list. Anyway, let's take
God.
A short break. When we come back, we'll talk about the third level so everybody will feel like they at least have the complete picture. So stay with
okay.
us. We'll be right back. Hi, Maria here. As you know, I always talk about spirituality being your only ticket out of here. You may or may not be familiar with Usui Reiki, but I've been a Usui Reiki master for almost 30 years. You may also not know that you can come in person and get your Reiki attunements with me anytime you'd like. I've had people fly here, even from another country, to get their Reiki attunements with me. Why? Because they trust me. Reiki is a wonderful thing, and it's the best way to develop your own intuition naturally. You don't need to do anything. The attunements start honing in on your intuition and developing it. It's great for self-healing. It's great for healing others, and it automatically starts to eliminate your karma. I do keep these sessions intimate. I've always taught it one-on-one, and that's the way I will continue to. So if you're interested in that, making a weekend out of it, that would be great. Just send me an email at maria@maria.net and we'll figure out the best time and how to do it. So remember what I always say, we are all here building our next house. Might as well use every tool available to us. Thanks.
Are we okay. back yet? Or can we
We're back. Welcome back to Awaken with Maria and Monica. We were all chit-chatting during the break.
That's easy to do with you, Maria. We're both fire signs.
Just because I'm a conscientious teacher, I don't want to leave people hanging, so I want to get back to the first, second, and third level and finish that. The first level is basically for physical healing, for you. The second level will do a mental clearing that will take you quite some time for the second level, the frequency, to really settle down inside you.
Ooh, I like that.
So what's going to happen is you start purging, you know. Mm-hmm. I always tell people, drink a lot of water, because you're going to start detoxing like crazy. At the second level will bring up all your old issues, because Reiki can bring up all your old issues and your karma and eliminate mm-hmm. them from your etheric body forever.
Got it.
So,
I got it.
Right. So your yeah. attunements can literally eliminate your karma, so you could leave this planet karma free.
Yeah, I love that. That is fantastic. You know what? It reminds me of a quotation I heard in 1983 by Terry Cole Whitaker. And her quote, she's had a TV show, and she said, "Love brings up anything unlike itself to be healed." So that's what Reiki's doing.
Exactly. So there's the benefit is A, it eliminates your karma. B, of course, it heals you. Then you have, it naturally develops your intuition. People don't know that. You don't have to pick up books on intuition or how to get your psychic stuff going.
Yeah.
The attunements.
So it's actually opening up the right brain then.
Right. The attunements automatically start developing your intuition without any effort.
I'm sorry to interrupt you because I feel like I'm being a student right now. You're the teacher. And I'm like, you know, that's my OCD kicking in. But I'll tell you about the healing of the mental part is important because we tell ourselves false narratives and stories about our lives.
Right.
We lie to ourselves constantly, and to have that healing on a mental level will clear out so that we're telling ourselves the truth about who we really are, not what we think we are, because that's what does all the damage.
Absolutely. So, when I tell my students when they come up, when your issues come up, don't spend time thinking about them or, going through every detail. If you feel like crying, just let yourself cry. If all
Absolutely.
Of a sudden you feel like eating Chinese food and you never eat Chinese food, eat it, okay? Because it could be clearing up a past life for you.
To just
let whatever the emotions are, just experience the emotion without getting stuck on the detail, because it's just your body releasing all that old crap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the difference between the second and the third level, as the third level, you are a master. You're a Reiki master. Now, what people miss, in this state, everybody thinks that's just, a title of honor. No, it isn't. The word master means teacher. So in order to get mm-hmm. your third level, you have to be committed to teaching and attuning others in Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise,
I'm gonna learn, Maria.
Right.
You're getting me excited.
Right. Otherwise, there's no reason to get your third level. It will bring your Reiki up to 100% instead of 20, 80, and you're at 100% zooming. I will tell you, when I got my master's, where I thought I was all that, because I guess I was still stuck in my ego, I said, oh, this isn't going to affect me, because, you hear all these stories of how people get affected. But right after my attunement and my master level, I threw up. And I don't throw up, okay? I'd rather die than throw up. But there I was, just throwing up. And I said, okay, I guess I got affected by it.
I guess I needed to worship the porcelain king, huh?
Right, but if anybody says that Reiki is complicated, it's like anything else. I have constantly taught people, if your spirituality is complicated, it's not real.
It's not real.
And that's why, the name of my book is Reiki, Easy as 1, 2, 3, separating ego from reality where Reiki is concerned.
Love it. Love it. Great title.
Right. So,
great title. Oh my gosh. So do you ever do Reiki healing, let's say, with a client via Skype or FaceTime?
I don't really need to. All they have to tell me is, their name. That's all I really need. I don't need
to. Sometimes people are visual, and they want to see.
No, I don't do that. I just throw them on the list. And here's the other thing. You can't just put somebody on a Reiki list or send them healing indefinitely. Reiki always has to have a start time and an end time.
Oh, I got. Can you talk about that?
Well, yeah. Sometimes people think you could just give them a Reiki. Here's Reiki for the rest of your life. I'll send you out a healing. It doesn't work that way. You've got to have, and again, you need your second level or your third level to be able to do that. But with your third level, you actually will get a symbol, not just to be able to teach it, but you get a symbol to repeat the healing. It's almost like you could say, I need this to repeat every hour on the hour for the next 48 hours. But it always has to have an end time. That's just the way it is.
I love it. I know, because you've sent me Reiki before, and it really makes me feel so calm. And because most of my stuff is in my head, it's the story I tell myself about myself. Sometimes when you do this kind of work and you're helping everybody else and you forget about yourself and you start feeling those other energies, such as not feeling worthy, not feeling good enough, not feeling, you know what I mean? It's that insecurity stuff that pops in, because when you have OCD like me, there's always this level of needing to be perfect.
Right.
That is not a good thing to push on yourself.
Well, for you, what I'd like to do, because you talked to me about it before the show, you mentioned it in the first half, I want to talk about the Reiki principles.
Yes.
Okay. The interesting thing about the Reiki principles is I start my day every day with them. Okay. Mm-hmm. I just go outside and that's it. I just start. And I'm going to read them off because they're not that long. Just for today, I will give thanks for my many blessings. Just for today, I will not worry. Just for today, I will not be angry. Just for today, I will do my work honestly. Just for today, I'll be kind to my neighbor and every living thing. And the one that I find most other Reiki books and teachers don't include, which should be, because it's always been there. Just for today, I will honor my teachers.
Yeah.
Now, if you listen to that, you notice that they all have something in common, okay? They all start with just for today.
That's correct. That keeps you in the now, doesn't it?
Exactly. It keeps you in the present. And so every day, it's easier not to feel overwhelmed if it's just for today.
That's correct.
And you know what? You can alter those. You know, some mornings, I'll just say, just for today, I won't have any pains anywhere in my body. You know, mm-hmm. Just for today, I'll be happy. Just for today, I'll do my work to the best of my ability. You mean
Maria,
you can
I
alter
love
it.
This. I love this. This is so good because, can I read the little list I have to?
Sure.
A few of them in there?
Absolutely.
Because, again, it just shows you just say whatever it is that you really need, you know? Okay, the secret art of inviting happiness, the miraculous medicine of all diseases. Just for today, do not anger. Do not worry and be filled with gratitude. Devote yourself to your work. Be kind to people every morning and every evening. Join your hands in prayer. Pray these words to your heart and chant these words with your mouth. Yusu Reiki treatment for the improvement of body mind. The founder is Yusui Makayo. And I like how you start off by just saying everything you say, you always say just for today. In this little list, they only say it one time, but I like yours better.
It should be. Well, listen, I have the pure Reiki. So if anybody out there is listening and wants to get their Reiki attunements, make sure it's Yusui, U-S-U-I, Reiki.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of crackpot stuff out there that it just stuns me. I mean, it literally floors me. And I'm like, what? This is something so easy and so pure. How could people bastardize it like this? I've actually had some people fly here from other parts of the world to study with me, even though I told them I'm sure you could find a good Reiki master where you are. But they trust me. And that's important because I have heard and seen some horrific things some supposed Reiki masters have done to their students. So if you're going to have somebody...
In every business, you're going to have your bad seats and people that are, because I remember this one person who was a friend of mine when I was 19 who ended up becoming national television. She was the psychic over on Montel Williams, Sylvia Brown. And talk about a fraud. Oh, my gosh.
I know she was. But here's the thing, I've seen people that have come to me, I would say over, I've been a Reiki master since 1991. And I would say on a low estimate, I have redone at least 150 Reiki attunements because the people knew they had never gotten it and they paid a lot more money for it. Some of them even paid twice to the same teacher. I said, if you didn't get it the first time, why did you go back to her the second time? I just don't understand sometimes, the way people work. But you have to be very cautious because some of them plugged in some symbols of control and negative symbols into these people's etheric body. They weren't the clear, clean Reiki symbols, of which there are only four, okay? And they would come to me saying they felt worse afterwards than they did before, and then I would have to clear that out and start all over. If somebody wants to study with me, I don't care who they studied with before, they have to start at the beginning with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just don't trust what other people say. It's like doing a reading for somebody. Sometimes people say, well, I just had a reading, you want to know what this person said? And I say, no, absolutely not.
Right.
I don't want that interfering in what I see for you.
Exactly.
So it's kind of the same thing. But the truth of the matter is you get so much magic. I mean, Reiki, you can use it for so many things. You know, we talked about self-healing, and this is something you could do, whoever's listening and you have your Reiki, maybe your teacher didn't get into as much detail. You can Reiki your water before you drink it.
Oh, talk about that.
Right. And once you have that healing Reiki energy in your hands, well, it's always in your body, but we usually transfer it through our hands.
Yeah.
You go to a restaurant, hold the glass for 30 seconds to detoxify the water. If you're taking vitamins, you're taking prescription drugs, Reiki it before you take them to get 100% potency. You know, you can Reiki your dinner. Just put your hands over your plate for a second. Or, you know, if you have the symbols, you can just throw a first symbol around it. I always Reiki my car when I go anywhere. And I knew I had to go to the Valley this week, so I Reiki'd it. I gave it a double whammy Reiki, and at the same time, I asked to be invisible to the cops because it's a long drive, and sometimes I step on it. And what was interesting is I Reiki'd my car. I actually asked for that protection from, you know, radar cops, you know, negative bed drivers, drunks, whatever. And I had two cop cars behind me at different parts of the day. And all they did was flash their lights for me to drive faster.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's interesting. So I have a question because you brought up the word, I threw out the first symbol or a symbol. What would be like a symbol?
Well, the symbols are what you get when you get your second level. You're not allowed to see the sacred symbols
still
there.
You're not allowed to say anything about them right now?
Well, you have different symbols. You have one for increase. You have one that's specific for long-distance healings. You can't do them without that symbol.
Okay, got it.
And then you have another one that I used to use a lot for ghost busting, for just to eliminate negativity, negative energies, things like that. And then, of course, if you go for the masters, you get your teaching symbol and the one that helps you do a repeat.
Oh, you're getting me excited about learning. If you guys are near Maria, go take a class or something. Do you offer any classes?
Actually, I just have, and I know she's listening. I just have a new Reiki student. Her name happens to be Monica, but with one N.
Yay.
She was referred to me by two of my other Reiki students. And she is super gifted. All her spiritual psychic gifts are off the charts. Okay. She's unbelievable, and all she really needs is to be taught how to control them and how to use them. But she came and got her first level. She's probably due for her second level in another month or so. I like to let that energy sit with people if I can. But if somebody comes out here from overseas, well, we'll do a long weekend, and I'll give them at least their first and second level. But, you know, I have to use my intuition to make sure they can handle that energy hit.
I get that, how long does it take between, if you give me like a rough estimate, how long does it take to go from 1, 2, and 3?
Well, I mean, just from like the first to the second, you could do them the same weekend. Some people will leave, you know, I'd say a month or two in between. The first level is euphoric. You feel like you're floating on air once you get that
attunement. I love that.
I make sure everybody's grounded before they get in their car because they're like all space cadets when the first level's done.
I know that feeling.
Right. But between, you know, when they feel they're ready or I know they've practiced enough, because I'm not going to teach somebody unless they're going to use it. And if they're not using it, I'm not giving them the next level.
Such a gift that we should all use.
I think it was one of those. It was one of those words that people saw as status. That everybody wanted a certificate, but nobody wanted to do the work. I don't do that. Okay, I know I probably hurt my own pocketbook by having the level of integrity I have, but I'm not giving you something if you're not going to use it.
Yeah.
The second level, again, you can do that, right away. However, I will not give anybody their masters for a minimum of 6 months to a year after their second level. I actually had one student, and I'm sure she's listening too, Kim. It took her 2.5 years to process the second level's energy. But she had a whole lot of really bad stuff in her past that had to be cleared. So for her, it was way longer than the average, but it's when I know you're ready.
Yeah.
So it's not a rush. You know, I always tell people, you know, enjoy the journey. The end of the journey is death, so don't be in a hurry. But there's just so much you can do with it.
We've studied for years and years, Maria, and so it's like, I totally agree with you with that. You don't have to hurry it up.
No, what's the rush? And the most important is, why do other people always recognize my students as being stronger than the rest? You know, some of my students have gone to some of these Reiki meetups where they trade Reiki for each other and they share. And they're always blown away because my students' Reiki is much stronger. I'm not saying it's because of me, because I don't take any ego in that. I tell them it's because of the medicine wheel. The medicine wheel amplifies everything. There's nothing more powerful. Nothing. And I've worked with all kinds of modalities. So, you know, this last gal, Monica, when I took her in for her first level, we were outside in my medicine wheel. She had full-fledged vision. She had no idea who she was describing to me. But she absolutely described Sun Bear perfectly. And, God, who was the other one? I believe Crazy Horse. She never even knew who they were at that point. So, of course, then when she went home and read my book in like 2 days on the medicine wheel, she was just blown away. And she said, this is exactly what I've been looking for. Now my life makes sense.
I need to buy your book.
So.
I'm not kidding. I need to get a copy of that. I'll go to your website and get it.
I don't do the books anymore. It's all ebook now because the post office charges more to mail them than it costs than I make.
Oh yeah.
So I have them in ebook, but I also have a video. God, I made it so many years ago on how to build and work with a medicine wheel.
Yeah.
That you, I think I, you could still order that video on my website.
Okay, see, I'm more of a visual. I like to watch.
Right, but you know, listen, I've taught these things all around the world. You know, I didn't just grow up in New York and move to Arizona and that was it.
You didn't?
No, I know that's hard to believe. But what's interesting is, you know, I just put my house up for sale, and I have, you know, two huge medicine wheels on my property. I have about 4 or 5 small ones on my property.
What do they look like, Maria?
It's a circle of stones with a cross in between that you basically make as you learn the wheel. And they're beautiful. And what's interesting is this mother and her daughter came to look at the house. And when they got out of their car in the driveway and she saw the medicine wheel, because normally I would just tell a neophyte it's a stone sculpture, because I really don't want to get into the whole yada yada with a lot of people.
I hear you.
But her daughter got out of the car and she said, oh my God, what a beautiful medicine wheel.
Oh, Maria, you know, I follow you on Instagram. And can you take a picture and put one on there?
Yeah, if I could figure out how to do that on Instagram. I'm new on Instagram. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so lost. And I'm banned on Twitter with no response.
I went to it yesterday. But yeah, you can still access some of the things that you've responded to.
Uh-huh.
By just typing in your name on Twitter, then it brings up like videos that you've posted and other things that people commented on.
What a surprise. Does it tell people that I'm suspended?
By the way,
they haven't told me. It's been a week already. I wrote them about 5 times. I got zip outside of one confirmation.
Oh, it's such bullshit. It's such bullshit.
I know. I wrote them and I said, so you take me off Twitter, but you let Donald Trump, who incites violence every minute of the day, he's okay with his account. So I'm not expecting to get back on Twitter because I like to tell people the truth and I really don't care about the repercussion. You know.
Oh my God.
My father taught me the truth shall set you free.
Well, you put some videos up on Instagram that were really great when it was snowing and it was going crazy. And so you were able to put videos on Instagram. It's not hard.
Oh, well, I'll figure it out. Wow, I can't believe we have lightning and thunder happening outside. Maybe we brought it on. Anyway, doll, we're pretty much done with our time. I hope I gave you a good explanation of Reiki.
Oh, yeah. I really wanted to learn more about it because I know that your listeners, there's probably a lot of them that keep hearing it and hear it, but don't know exactly what it does, how it works. That's why I like to ask simple questions, you
right.
know, like what does a medicine wheel look like, you know, and I just, right. I'm curious.
Well, you know, that's the way.
I've been on radio since 1978 and I had my own show and stuff, but it was mostly, you know, like public radio. It wasn't like where you could say anything. You had to be careful what you said.
Right. But you know what? I make sure that my students can explain Reiki or the medicine wheel in two simple sentences. If they can't explain what Reiki or the medicine wheel is, I feel like I did a bad job. So these are simple things.
Complex.
Right. But, you know.
And I've got a great memory, so for me, it's a plus.
Right. But for anybody out there, if you have more questions on Reiki or what we talked about today, just send them in and we'll try and get to them on the next Awaken with Maria.
Yeah, and contact Maria also if you want to learn about it, because we need more healers on this planet.
I love teaching Reiki. Like I said, it's one-on-one. It's personal.
I love it. Maria, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for doing such a great interview.
Thanks for asking me to be on here.
No problem. And you know that you get my Reiki every night.
I do. I receive it. This morning I woke up wonky too. Like and everybody can relate to this. I didn't feel like I was worthy. I felt like I was less than that, you know, and I thought, what the fuck is going on? You know, and immediately sent that white light into my body to push out all of the negativity on the shadows, the darkness. And within about 3 minutes, I felt completely shifted.
Good.
And so I just said, thank you. And I'm grateful for this, and this. And I was done.
Great.
But it was, you know, when you first wake up in the morning, you have those feelings. They are so real.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're so real, and you believe them. And I'm like, that's why it's important. I may be feeling wonky, but I'm not. Telling myself that I feel a certain way, like I'm worried, but I'm not. I put the brakes on it. I may be feeling insecure, but I'm not, you know. So I always follow it up. My mother called it putting a handle on a statement that is untrue about yourself.
Good.
And make that handle something positive.
Well, just remember, just for today.
Just for today. I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome, doll. Take care.
Okay, you too. Bye, you guys.
Bye. Bye, listeners. Check out Monica's work at monicawith2ns.com. And I hope you enjoyed the show. And again, if you have any questions, just email them in. Any interest in Reiki, just send me a note. And look, there's a lot more on this planet than meets the eye, for sure. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.